This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, it feels like a Monday because I wasn't here yesterday, but it actually is Tuesday, the 1st of February, 2022. How does that stick in your craw? Ladies, 2022, the second month already of this new year. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to go through the things that matter, hopefully the events of the day. There are a lot of people who doubt, right? Isn't that what we talk about a lot? I doubt that's true. I doubt that person really is who she or he says that she or he is. How is it that doubt begins? Do you know, isn't it fear? Doesn't doubt, which comes first, doubt or fear? Fear or doubt? I wonder
that. There are a lot
that.
Of things I doubt that I don't fear.
Fear. Whoever says fear.
I don't know.
Well,
I think
you doubt.
Together.
I mean, when you're afraid about something, then you doubt a scenario, right?
Well, what would be an example of that?
Yeah, doubt can go with fear, but fear doesn't always go with doubt.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. Doubt with fear and fear, huh?
Jesus. You asked a question.
I know.
I know. I know I did. Well, that doesn't mean that I always understand what the answers are under the circumstances.
Or what the question is.
Really? You don't think, well, I think, yeah, sometimes. That just depends. Kind of on the reality of the moment. And I think we've been talking a lot today about money things and how in the workplace, for example, things are changing and how the hybrid desk, this is sort of almost like an imaginary thing, but maybe it's not. We have changed the way we work, how we analyze information, how we think. We don't necessarily have to have a desk. For example, in your house,
well, in an office,
Jay,
it's not. This isn't a physical desk. This is.
Well, but I can be
about like
to.
Working from home.
Yeah, I know. I get that, but it's a physicality that's attached to it. Because at home, you may not have that physical desk in the cubicle that you have at work. Right? Think about you and how you spread everything out on the coffee table and on the sofa before you move to a new apartment where there is enough room for you to really have a studio. Right? That's what I'm talking about. That sort of thing. Jennifer has sort of a formalized studio in her house. I haven't been in Jay's house, but I get from the description that she separated the work area where she and her husband are both in radio and they both have a studio. So that's separated from the rest of the house. But I think a lot of people did not separate their work area from the rest of the house during the pandemic.
Well, and dining tables became offices.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some people didn't have the additional space, yeah.
Right. So I think that's part of this. There's more than half the country is working differently than it did before COVID started. Is that a legitimate stat, do you think?
Well, this survey showed, yeah, they surveyed 10,000, this is what they call knowledge workers. So if you work with data, if you analyze information, if you're a creative thinker, traditional office-type jobs, 58% now say that they work a hybrid schedule. So they go into the office for 2 days a week, and they work from home 3 days. And that's just sort of how everybody does it now. And the problem, though, is that executives are the ones who are more likely to want to be in the office. And the problem is they call it proximity bias, that, you know, it's more favorable if you're actually seen by the executives, but that's unfair to parents, especially who are working remote or hybrid. And 75% of working parents are working remote or hybrid now. And so that's
so there are different ways of looking at that. There are some people who have been more productive, and I think that your husband is an example of that.
His whole
maybe
team.
10
yeah,
or 12 hours a day working instead of 8 hours in the studio in New York. They're working at home and producing stuff. And I was talking to the new COO in Framingham, basically the city manager, about people who were abusing the last 2 years, the work from home thing. You know, they'd come in maybe at 10 o'clock and they'd leave at 3 o'clock, or they'd work at home from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock, if that. And sometimes they got their work done, sometimes they didn't. But if they didn't, and somebody said, well, why didn't you get that done? Well, because you gave me something else. You know, there's always an excuse, basically. And I think that that is part of the problem that we're trying to wrestle with. Some people are more responsible than others. And so, it sort of reminds me of the union work that I used to do. When I was told by the union bosses to slow down, I'm making everybody else look bad. And so, I think
it's also interesting,
well,
like,
nice.
Even just within within my husband's company, you know, they're finding that the younger employees are the ones, younger employees want to be in the office because there's a social aspect to it.
Yeah,
I met
right.
my husband when we both worked at Sirius. I never would have met him. We had no other crossover in our lives. We never would have met had we not worked for the same company. And it was when we all got hired, everybody was like 22, 23 years old right out of college. And it was a really fun atmosphere. And it was also like your social circle. And so a lot of younger people are kind of craving that instead of just staying at home in an apartment alone or, you know, at home with a roommate. They want to be in an office environment. So I understand that. And I think it's important that companies allow, you know, everybody to kind of make the schedule that works best for them. Like this survey said, 75% of working parents, they need to be at home because they don't have childcare. And so that's a big part of it. And I think the hybrid thing, I think companies are trying to figure out how to get the most out of every employee. And I think it's become obvious now more than ever maybe that every employee and every sort of age group of employees has a different set of priorities and needs.
Yes,
so
that has become obvious. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to the Super Bowl and the fact that homelessness is the biggest problem in Los Angeles County that they have maybe ever had. They've had a lot of problems, but the homeless situation at the moment is way out of control. So how are they?
Aren't they busing people out
over
of
the
weekend?
City? Yeah, they're moving people.
They're just
hiding
buses people.
Take
you
them
when your mother
to the desert
over.
And give them a
Yeah, when your mom
or,
comes over, you put all the stuff in the closet. That's exactly what they're doing with bodies, basically.
Is that what happens
so
at your
wrong.
House when your mom comes over? You put everything in the closet?
No, she just loves me, so she doesn't care. But no, you know, there's always that thing where you like sweep, but your mother-in-law comes over, she sweep everything under the bed.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing in Inglewood, is anything around Los Angeles, they're trying to shoo people away. They're going to do the same thing when the Olympics come to town in 2028.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of solving
the
problem...
You don't think that it will be fixed in 6 years?
No. Because these people think that it's just about throwing money at it, and it is not about that. It is about dealing with people's mental health issues. It's about dealing with people's addiction issues. And it was really kind of interesting because Newsom was out jabbering at this weekend after he's lost all credibility, sitting at the Rams game without a mask on his face, even though he's making everybody else wear masks. He didn't have one on because...
He's a big phony.
He's a total phony. And no one should listen to anything he says.
I just don't understand any of that. Like, I was so confused. I was telling... Jen and I were texting about this. We were watching the game, and some people had masks on and other people didn't. And then Leonardo DiCaprio's there, and he's got a mask around his chin talking to people. I didn't understand. What was the actual rule?
The rule is that you have to, in L.A. County, have a mask on. And, in fact, they gave everybody an N95 mask that went into that game.
Jeez.
So that they would all be wearing an N95 mask. The only
Nobody
time you're supposed to have it off,
on.
No, is when you're eating or drinking, which makes it ridiculous. And look, I'm not mad that the governor didn't have a mask on. I just think it's time, you know, it's enough with the show. Like, let's just let everybody decide what's best for themselves. If you want to wear a mask when you go out, wear a mask. If you don't, then don't. I mean, let's just enough with it. It's enough. But
people shouldn't be making their own decisions, and that's not what's going on here, and then they look like hypocrites like this guy. There's nothing about Newsom.
And it wasn't just him.
Like.
It was the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. Yeah. It was the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed.
Well, they're all elitists.
Sitting there.
They're better than the other.
Newsom says,
but we're not going to do it.
This was my favorite. He makes a joke, and he says, I had my mask in my hand. It wasn't a big deal. Well, okay, I'll walk around with my mask in my hand. I didn't know that protected us.
How does that help? Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a city councilman who's running for mayor. Eric Garcetti is done. He's termed out. He's also the new ambassador to India, poor India, for the Biden administration. They've already got a lot of problems. Here comes another one.
His qualifications are he's closer to India than the people in Washington. He can get on a plane in Los Angeles and fly quicker.
His qualifications are that he ran the Biden campaign in California, so that's his qualification. But one of the city councilmen, half of the city council, maybe more, wants to be mayor. So Joe Buscaino is one of them. He's a Democrat. I'm totally going to vote for this guy. If the race looks like it does right now, he is one of the most moderate-sounding Democrats that this city would need. His name is Joe Buscaino. He is on the city council, and so far he's the guy that has impressed me most. I would imagine, Buscaino. Yeah, probably. At least somewhere in there. Yeah. But he said he wants to start docking salaries of L.A.'s leadership if they don't start making progress on homelessness. Hello? I like this guy already.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because you have all these members of the city council.
I mean, I like that approach, but what's his plan to get rid of the homeless problem?
He wants to start enforcing the laws that are on the books, which would allow for no camping on the streets. That's one of the things. You're not supposed to allow camping on the street, and these people, and so if you enforce that, you would then push people into public and private programs, which are literally sitting empty right now because the weather's nice enough.
California is
living
a state.
On the street.
Yeah, California is a state with a lot of resources that go unused.
We have a ton.
Yeah,
tons, and they sit empty every single night. Not only ones government funded, but also private plans as well.
People are not playing. It's a shame what's happening to that state.
But anyway, this guy, I think it's an encouraging idea, saying, hey, because for instance, there's a city councilman who's running for governor. His name is Kevin DeLeon. He tried to run for Senate as well against Dianne Feinstein a while ago. This guy, his office is right past one of the biggest encampments that I've seen. They've actually brought in an Andy Gump to allow these people to have a bathroom. This is how big the encampment is, and so disgusting.
Andy Gump is a porta potty, folks.
A porta potty. In this area, you didn't know. I'm sorry, Andy Gump.
Forrest Gump's brother. Yeah, go ahead.
This guy drives back and forth.
I've never heard one. Sorry,
Jay. That's really funny. I didn't know. That's like always a widely understood. I'm sorry. So he drives by this thing every day to go to his office. It's right down the street from him. And how do you do that with a good conscience? You go, okay, this is the area I'm serving. This is my district. I drive past this filth every single day and nothing? Come on.
It's really pretty. It's so, I've talked about this. It's so sad to see what's going on in California because what a wonderful state it is. I've loved being there for the last, almost 30 years. I've been going there in the wintertime, but I just can't do it anymore. It's 18 past the hour. This is the DJV show. Bonus points month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today for store-wide savings. Existing members who switch to email or text get a $10 bonus reward at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn up to 4x O rewards points on select items throughout the store and online. Get a $5 reward every time you reach 150 points. Shop, earn points, get rewarded. Not an O rewards member yet? Sign up today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. Mm-hmm. And you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. And what's going on? In other words, what's trending in social media? A couple of passings. Bob Saget continues to get attention, seemingly well deserved. And there was a nice tribute to him. We'll talk about that after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, let's see what is going on in terms of this Comedy Store Memorial Show, Jay, for Bob Saget. Personally, I think sending somebody out like this with a laugh is the best way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and a laugh for a good cause. So at the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, you had Chris Rock, Jim Carrey showed up, John Mayer, John Stamos, Jeff Ross, Bob's two daughters, his widow was there, and it was just a night to really celebrate Bob Saget's life, and it also counted as a fundraiser for the, I can never say this right, but the scleroderma.
Scleroderma Research
Foundation, which was definitely a cause near and dear to Bob's heart. His sister died from the disease in 1994. And he also served on the
disease,
board of
foundation. I'm not mistaken.
The foundation.
I think it's a bone or nerve disease, I think. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of people got together and fighting a good cause.
I think it's skin disease where the skin solidifies and turns in. The skin turns into bone in a way.
It's
an awful disease. Ugly. Before his passing, he had made friends with a young girl who had the disease, and he kind of became friends with this family, the young woman's sister who's dealing with this. The sister was writing a report on Bob Saget and about him being her hero, and he actually sat on the phone with her for, like, I think it was an hour or 2 hours, just answering her questions and helping her do her homework.
Yeah, that's very inspiring. So good for him. One of the other passings of note here to mention is the fact that Howard Hessman, who played Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati. When I was working in Cincinnati, I worked at WKYC, and people always used to, because it was at the time KRP was popular. You work at KRP? Well, there was no station. That was never the call letters of any station in Cincinnati. But those of us in radio have had so many great laughs thinking about all of the silly stuff that the management did at that station. Anyway, he's pretty young, though, 81. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that was pretty young.
What the heck happened?
WKRP in Cincinnati, such a great show. Yeah. And it still holds up today.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Didn't he have colon surgery or something that he didn't recover from properly? I thought there was something like that.
Maybe something like that. Yeah, anyway. A moment for Howard Hessman here on the DJV program. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with the Zoom United Bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted hate crimes trial for father and son Travis and Greg McMichael, convicted of murder for fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, whose parents angrily objected to the deal. The deal would have allowed the convicts to go to federal prison. The family of Arbery want them in state prison.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wamsley gave them on the 7th of January.
The Northeast is still digging out from the perfect snowstorm that hit over the weekend, but the rest of the country better get ready. A storm could hit the states from Colorado to parts of Texas to Ohio over the next 48 hours, dumping freezing rain and snow and creating havoc on the roads. India's central bank will issue a digital rupee in the 2022-23 fiscal year, which begins April 1st. India's finance minister said the introduction of the digital rupee would be based on blockchain and other technologies. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A last day rally at the stock market led to higher earnings for some, but many lost a lot in the quarter. George Cifoloni from Penn Mutual Assets on Fox Business.
If you think about earnings so far, about 50% of the S&P companies have already reported, and we're seeing a few trends, a few important trends. Number one, earnings revisions are down from 11% over the past few quarters, and this quarter earnings revisions are up about 2%, and that's with 75% of companies beating on top line. So what that's telling me is that we are losing some operating leverage. Companies may be able to beat on the top line, but they're having a hard time with cost pressures, and that's leading operating income to be down. And so we're seeing really negative skew where companies that beat, they may be up a little bit. Companies that miss, wow, they're getting hit pretty hard, and we've seen that in the volatility of this quarter so far.
With the Federal Reserve planning on raising rates in March, how will that affect the markets?
I don't think it's going to be easy because they're stuck between inflation and asset prices. So that's going to be the big tug of war. So we're going to have this. Obviously, there's been a ton of liquidity that's poured into the markets. A lot of that's come out more recently. If you think about SPACs or non-profitable growth stocks or meme stocks, those are down meaningfully. We're talking 50, 60, 70%. And so we already are seeing a shakeup in terms of asset prices. We'll see how intent the Fed is on trying to tame inflation, but that will be the tug of war between fundamentals and liquidity now as we go forward with the Fed.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is National Freedom Day. What does that mean, ladies, to you? This is the DJV program, by the way. Jennifer Horn, Gonzo, Victoria's here, Jay's here, Doug's here. Commemorating this day in 1865 when Lincoln signed the 13th Amendment. So what's that? End slavery. Did it really? No. In a way it did. But I think
that... Well, it was what the precursor to the 13th Amendment. So when he signed the bill today in 1865, then it went on to become what's now known as the 13th Amendment.
Yeah. I don't know. I still feel... And I don't think it's because of Black Lives Matter. Matter of fact, I'm getting to be resistant to that whole thing the way that it's
that it's taken over the landscape. I think there are a lot of reasons for us to pay attention to equality because we don't have it. And I don't know if we ever did, frankly, by today's definition of it. But what does that mean? Everybody has to have the same amount of money, live in the same size house, drive the same car. You know, there's all of that stuff. You can carry it out, extend it out to the nth degree. But freedom to make choices and to say and do what you want. That's what I think freedom is all about. You ladies, what do you think? What is freedom for you? What does that mean to you, Victoria, to be free?
Well, I mean, to be able to speak your mind and to, you know, we have a freedom in this country with many things that other countries don't have. But I think it's very macro. Are we talking specifically about the 13th Amendment and Freedom Day? Or?
No, I think it goes much farther than that. I think it needs to be a blended conversation about perhaps that in a sense, but yet what does it mean to be free? Are we really free in this country? I don't think we are really anymore. If we express ourselves in a way that disagrees with others, we are put in a box. We are shamed. Some people can be destroyed because of what they say. Look what happened yesterday to Whoopi Goldberg on The View. She said something that the Holocaust, I think her exact words were, the Holocaust had nothing to do with race. Which, of course, really, upon reflection, isn't really true because there's an ethnic side and there's a religious side to Judaism.
Right.
And so, but I mean,
she made good on that, and she said, look, I stand corrected. I said it was about man's inhumanity, and it really is about race as well, because the Jews were trying to wipe out, or the Nazis were trying to wipe out the Jews as an inferior race. So, I think, but I mean, then, that's a, I don't know that, the, I don't think that she should lose her entire career on that. And I don't think she will. I think she apologized correctly, and I think, you know, we can learn and move on.
When you do this for a living, I would say that for all of us here. I've certainly made mistakes. Somebody called one of the representatives of the program and said that they'd heard that I had said, they didn't hear it, but they heard from a listener that I had something, I'd said something about Jesus back in December that wasn't popular with some of the listeners. And I think back to what I might have said, because I don't remember what I said.
I've never heard you say anything negative about Jesus.
I love Jesus. I think Jesus is fabulous. Great healer.
Yeah, I feel like we need to leave
mentor.
Jesus alone. I mean, it's been like, oh my God.
But you see, people are so sensitive. Like I was talking with you earlier off the air about that movie that I saw on Sunday. That was...
You don't like things with a heavily preachy religious tone.
No.
And that's fine. I mean, I have plenty of friends who are, you know, atheists and would say the same thing.
I've never heard you...
No, right. I know, but I'm just saying other people who are atheists would also feel the same way, that, you know, they don't want the God preachy stuff coming at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard you say anything negative about Jesus, ever.
Well,
so that's weird.
My son
but people
and I
also kind of like half listen, right? Like,
right.
I feel like that happens.
They hear
a lot.
This, right? I remember getting thrown off of a station quite a number of years ago down in North Carolina, South Carolina, someplace down there, when I said something about Jesus and Mary, and I think in the same sentence was prostitution, or I mean, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I remember it being taken completely out of context, and the radio station manager took me off the air because he had 25 calls from listeners complaining about what I said. And I said, did you hear it? And he said, no. I said, so how do you really know? You got a tape? Did you listen to a recording? He says, no, we don't have the ability to record stuff. I said, okay. So you're going to take
it.
How do you know what these people really heard?
Yeah.
They didn't know anyway. So it's that kind of stuff. But that's what I mean about freedom. It's you're free to say what you want, and these people are free, they own radio stations, to take me off or not. And so when Whoopi Goldberg says what she did, she's on the air a lot. I'm on the air a lot. You're on the air a lot. And we're bound to say things from time to time that when we reflect on them, maybe I wish I hadn't said that. But who among us is perfect? Are you the critic? Are you so perfect that you never make a mistake, that you never say anything that's embarrassing, that you never do anything that would cause concern among your family and friends? Of course not, because you're a human being.
Right. And just think about, like, how many times in, you know, in our social circles, a friend will say to you, oh, you know, I really put my foot in my mouth and I was saying something at a cocktail party and I had too much to drink and I, you know, whatever. Well, that's like one little slip. But can you imagine if you, and I'm saying this to audience members, imagine if your entire job is to talk for 3 hours straight every day. Yeah, you're upping the probability of a foot and mouth moment, of course. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's just something that was
I think we should cut everybody some slack unless it's very obvious that it's hate speech. And well, there's certainly plenty of that around.
There is a lot of ignorance that gets mistaken for hate speech, and it's not actually hate. And there's just no room if we keep canceling everybody. Well, then how are we going to educate people? We need to educate people so that we can raise other human beings who are more well-educated as well and get rid
of
the ignorance.
So how much time should we spend on things like this Melanie Lynskey body shaming comment thing? She's on yellow jackets.
This is happening a lot.
Okay, but how is this? Does this fit into the wheelhouse of what we're talking about here? Taking a shot at somebody, the body shaming stuff. Look at what you were saying about Madonna off air and her phony baloney butt cheeks.
Right. That's a procedure that she's chosen to have. I mean, I think, you know, with Melanie Lynskey, she's an actress. If you saw her, she was in Sweet Home Alabama. She was in Ever After, like a lot of my favorite rom-coms she's been in. She's great.
Two and
in Yellow
Men,
Jackets, yeah. Two and a Half Men. Yellow Jackets is a hugely popular show right now. And so she said that on set, one of the set people said to her, like, oh, you know, if you want to lose weight, like, you know, the producers will hook you up with a trainer. And she's like, I didn't say I wanted to lose weight. And they basically started kind of bullying her. And I've heard lots of stories about, like, costume designers bullying actresses as well. You know, oh, well, this doesn't fit you and, you know, stuff like that. And then now, like, the public has latched onto this. And she said, and she makes a great point. She said the worst part is when someone says, oh, well, she just doesn't seem healthy. And it's like, well, how do you know what her blood panels
well,
are? How do you know what her cholesterol is?
About somebody ought to have a hamburger or some skinny
Yeah, well,
girl.
You need to stop doing that, too, which is what we tell you all the time.
It's not
good either way.
Anyway, so I brought up the name of Dr. Martin McCurry earlier, asking whether or not he had credibility, even though he seems to write or favor points of view from the right. Does he not have any validity because his political philosophy? That's like saying Jack and Ken Kronos were associated with this program. Both of them voted for Trump. So,
but that's
does that
not
mean
really
they haven't got
you,
any credibility?
But I've never heard Jack or Ken say on the show that they voted for Trump. So you're taking their personal, you're making them public now. So, but this guy
well,
is
blatantly.
Well,
but I don't think it affects it. It doesn't create, the reason I'm bringing it up is because in my mind, in your mind, in our mind, it doesn't create any question about their credibility just because of who they voted for. And yet, when you
but
run
everyone
into people
has a
in
bias.
A social circus, yeah, of course everybody has
And
a
the
bias.
Problem is that the guy, this guy, Mackey or Macquarie or whatever his name is, he's blatant about his politics. And so I do think that, and that's why he's in this new position with, you know, Glenn Youngkin. I do think that when you're a doctor and you're coming out and you're making very political statements, left or right, then, I mean, look, you're right of center, right? Would you go to if I said, you've got to go to this doctor, he's amazing, he's an orthopedic, or whatever he was, you know, he'll fix your back. And then he starts talking about, like, how, like, socialism is really the way, and wouldn't you automatically discredit him in your mind because he's
politically... I just wouldn't go back to him.
Okay, right, so that's what I'm saying. So anytime a doctor mixes politics with medicine... It's a polarization that happens, and especially in where we are right now. So to go back to your initial question, you said, does he have credibility? To some people, he may. To me, probably less.
Okay.
So when you're leading with politics and you're supposed to be a doctor who's looking at the science and healing people, I wouldn't want somebody on the far left either, because it feels too politically motivated.
Interesting. Antonio Brown had a glove on, and he threw it into the stands during his shirtless tirade at the Bucks game last, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, right? Two, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was earlier in January. Yeah.
Right. Now, the shirt went to an auction house.
No, the glove.
Oh, the glove went to the auction
house. Yeah, the glove. It was thrown, it was the glove he threw while shirtless, and a fan got it, and the fan is trying to make a pretty penny off of it, but it doesn't seem like many people
would want
12 bids. Well, and that's the thing. This went to Leland's. There's 12 bids, but the currently the highest bid is $375. So it's not really going for that much.
People are...
It's like Melania's hat. Like, why are people pricing stuff out of what anyone would want to spend?
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of Dr. Jack, don't forget the DJV Health podcast at djvhealthshow.com, available free at DJV Health Show or wherever you get your podcasts like iHeart and Amazon, you know, those great places. It's 46, almost 47 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I got you, babe. 53 past the hour now. It's time for our daily visit with Chuck Curry. The Chucker is here with Movie Moments and then some. That's what I'm going to call this from now on. It's Movie Moments and then some. So we must be celebrating the beginning of something that Sonny and Cher did by listening to this song from their early repertoire. All right, Chucker, you're on the spotlight, in the spotlight, on the stage. What do you got?
Actually, this day in TV history, Doug, February 1st, 1976, Sonny and Cher, who had a hit variety show on TV, returned after a hiatus because they got divorced, and then they came back, decided there's a lot that the property
more
was
money.
Lucrative.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
let's do it. Although, you know, they became good friends later on, and you know,
yeah.
He said he was the love of her life when he passed away in that skiing accident in Colorado. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we were wrong. We thought we were playing I've Got You, Babe, because of Groundhog Day, because of the movie.
No.
So we can play it again tomorrow. And we can talk about that.
Sounds good. Yeah. And one other this day in TV history, February 1st, 1982, Late Night with David Letterman premiered on CBS. His first guest was, you have any idea? Bill Murray.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Good first guest.
So they're all celebrating that tonight on the show. They're doing 40th anniversary show with Letterman and a lot of other people that have been on.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Show.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Maybe Bill Murray will make an appearance.
Here's one other premiere. This day in TV history, in 2013, House of Cards premieres on Netflix. That was a game changer for Netflix.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So well received, so well reviewed, won a lot of Emmys, and got a lot of subscribers.
Remember how everyone said Netflix was crazy to spend $100 million on that show?
No.
And look where they are now.
Yeah. Having said that, hear me out here. We don't really, I know they're publicly traded, but I'll give you an example. Like last week, the Peacock streamer, right, which is owned by Universal, NBC Universal, they announced they lost $1.7 billion.
$1.7 billion
in 1 year. But still, that is a big, they say they'll break even by 2025. But
yeah.
Doug could elaborate on this. That's a big number to condense in 4 years. No.
Well,
1.7. That's a lot of. That's a big loss.
It's because they haven't had a breakout hit. Everybody went to Netflix because everyone wanted to see House of Cards. Everybody goes to Apple TV Plus was put on the map by Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
They have a marquee, marquee show. HBO Max has a lot of different things that are new original content that keeps HBO Max grounded. But Peacock has there isn't one single show that is a breakout hit for them yet.
Mm-hmm. No, not yet. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
Paramount Plus has the same problem.
Jennifer Garner has been cast as a regular in the new revival of Party Down. I don't know what Party Down is.
Did you ever see that show, Chuck?
No, I did not.
It was on Starz. Paul Rudd wrote it and was one of the creators.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm a big fan of hers. You know, some other TV news, Hocus Pocus, the sequel, which brings back the original cast, Sarah Jessica Parker. Kathy Najimy and Bette Midler will premiere this Halloween on Disney Plus. And Paramount Plus is doing a Grease prequel series. They've cast a bunch of unknown actresses in those roles.
I don't know if anybody's really going to care.
Can you go back to Hocus Pocus 2? Hocus Pocus 2 will be on Disney Plus Halloween.
Looking at what West Side Story hasn't done, there'd be a little reluctance to go down those same paths again with stuff, whether it's television or movies. I see HBO announcing that the Sex and the City spinoff, and just like that, is getting a documentary that will be on this week on HBO Max. Behind the scenes look. Now, how are they going to handle Mr. Big?
Obviously must have edited Chris Noth out of the interviews because they interview all the cast and he's not in it. So, which I think is just.
I get it, but it's about the story and the character.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, Chuck, what else have you got that's...
I just wanted to point out, I was watching The View yesterday. That's the first time I watched The View in 2 years. I bought a YouTube TV because I'm going to replace my cable, so I was testing it out in my ice cream parlor. I stumbled upon The View. I heard what Whoopi said. I knew when she said it. I said, okay, what she usually does is she has her own spin on stuff. Now, what she did say is it was man's inhumanity against man, which I completely agree. Yeah, I mean, she completely missed the boat. But does she really have to have a bunch of experts coming on The View today to self-correct her? I mean, it seems absurd to me.
Richie, Chucker, I saw Redeeming Love, the movie, which is based on a Christian book. Wonderful story. I don't like it because it's too heavily gaudy, but it's a nice story. The two stars are very likable. And if you haven't seen it, you probably ought to. Redeeming Love, that'd be my review of that movie.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome, Chuck. It's 59 past the hour on the ever-loving DJV.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.